Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Savoring flavors and conversation over a meal can bridge cultures and bring people together. Our guests today have harnessed the power of that idea. Mira Kitchen Collective is a community-driven, food-based cooperative working to empower refugee and immigrant women by tapping into their passion for cooking, self-expression, and creating community. Here to tell us how it works and about their event on Sunday, where the public can sample foods from around the world, is Aisha Afadala, one of the founding members of the collective. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheila.
And joining us by phone, also a co-founder, is Lillian Makolay. Welcome, Lillian.
Yes, thank you.
Aisha, you came to Baltimore from Kuwait about 8 years ago, right? And how did you get involved with the women who now make up the collective?
Yes, I came to the U.S. 8 years ago, but I moved to Baltimore 3 years ago. So when I moved here, I wanted to give back to my community, and so I started volunteering with IRC, the International Rescue Commission, and volunteered a program where they matched you with a new arrived family, and they matched me with a single woman with three children, one was with a disability. And I just saw the struggles and the barriers that she faced, and how can we reduce those barriers where she can highlight her talents? Because she used to cook back home, and she used to work in a restaurant. So that's how I met my other co-founders, and we started this idea.
Lillian, how did you become involved?
Like Aisha, I also volunteered with IRC when I moved here 5 years ago, because I wanted to meet people who looked like me, yeah. So I volunteered with RSC, and that ended up helping me being an English language teacher. So, and I've been with these students from all around the world, and we're doing like parties at the end of each session of class. And I was like, they cook really great, they love telling stories. We just said, okay, how about we make something happen for all of us? Like, I wanted to open a restaurant because I used to be an owner back in my country, in Cameroon, and I was seeing these people like me, eager to share their culture, eager to share their food like me, and we said, okay, we can do something. We met Aisha and Brittany, and all this happened to create Mira Kitchen Collective.
Lillian, how did you come to Baltimore?
Yes, I am from Cameroon. I moved to Baltimore 5 years ago, but transitioning from France. And I got here for my husband because he got transferred from his job. And I was really excited to come to America, which is for me and for a lot of people, the land of opportunities. And I have been having my American dream with Mira Kitchen Collective.
Aisha, what is the meaning behind the name Mira Kitchen?
It comes from the word Meraki, which is a Greek word that means that when you do something so passionately that you leave parts of you in it. And I think that symbolizes exactly what the women put, all the love and the dedication they put in the food that they serve.
And it's a collective. Lillian, why is it a collective? What makes it a collective?
So actually it's a worker-owner collective cooperative. So it means that everybody owns a share of the business. That's like the really important for us. What we want all the women to feel involved, to feel a sense of accomplishment. Because when you move here from a country and we tell you that, okay, you can be a member and this actually is your business. This actually is for yourself. It makes you feel valuable. It makes you feel part of something big. It makes you feel like you are achieving something. So that's this feeling we want these women to feel when they come here, because when you move in a new country, you feel sometimes lost and you need some reassurance. So it's really important for us, the collective, the cooperative part.
So take me inside a bit, Aisha. I mean, what specific things does the collective do with its members?
We look at our members as, it's a family. Basically, if I would simplify it. It's a family. We have a holistic approach. So we, for example, we bridge the barriers of childcare. One member would look at the other member's children while the other person can work. We provide transportation. We bridge transportation barriers. We provide transportation. For example, like we teach them from how to get from point A to B and how to use the bus, how to use, you know, Google Maps, all the basic things that when you come to this new country that you don't know about.
Lillian, how about you? What kinds of help or support have you felt beyond the emotional support you already described to us?
Personally, I like being surrounded by people who love eating because I love eating. So all these people eating and loving eating really makes me feel happy because food you can share so many things. You can share stories behind it. You can share like recipes, and it's always a good atmosphere. As Aisha said, it's family. It's like it's more than just a restaurant. It's more than just a cooperative or a collective. It's us together trying to empower ourselves, trying to build ourselves, trying to get stronger.
I would like to add that a self-narrative is very powerful, and that's what we're trying to change, is writing a narrative to yourself that you are empowered, that you are an owner and not just an employee, that you are here with talents to bring. You're not a barrier. And that when you change yourself, when you change a woman's self-narrative, you empower her. And when you empower a woman, you empower a family. For example, for the family that I just that I mentioned earlier that I'm mentoring, when one of her children saw her, we were presenting a presentation to a funder. And when her son saw her in the presentation, he pointed to his mom, "My mom is a superwoman," and in front of everybody. So like seeing the children look at their mom, seeing their resiliency, their, you know, their power, their essence, it's essential for this project.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast speaking with Aisha Afadala and Lillian Makole. Both are founding members of the Mira Kitchen Collective. It empowers refugees and immigrants through food entrepreneurship. Aisha, tell us about the Refugee and Immigrant Arts Feast that will take place on Sunday.
So we're hosting our second Refugee Immigrant Art Feast. It'll be on Sunday from 4 to 7 at Space 2640. The aim of this project is to create a platform that accessible for refugee and immigrant to show their talents. So there will be food from 8 different countries, music.
Which countries?
There will be Eritrean, Syrian, Burkina Faso, Nigerian, and Afghanistan. And food, music, and art. Childcare will be provided for everybody, for the vendors and for the people who are just visiting. It's a free event, and we're also collecting hygiene donations that people can bring.
Hygiene donations. Give me an example.
Okay, for example, things that usually food stamps doesn't cover, like toothpaste, detergent, laundry detergent, soap, things like that, diapers.
It's a free event, but all this food? How's that possible?
You buy tickets to whatever you would like to get.
Oh, but getting into the event
is
free.
Yes, getting to the event is free. The performances is free, yes.
Lillian.
Yes.
Are you preparing any Cameroonian dishes?
No, I'm not preparing any Cameroonian dishes. I don't know if you know, you've been selling at the farmer's market on I-83, and I've been cooking there every Sundays during the market. So this event is to showcase other women, is to showcase other members that we cannot bring into the project because we don't have a physical place yet. So I'm just going to help organizing, but it's to showcase there are so many women who are willing to be here, who are eager to share their food.
Tell me about what you've been doing at the JFX Farmers Market.
At the Farmers Market, we started that in May, and it has been a really, really interesting and challenging experience. Me and Iman, Iman is also one of the co-founders of Mera Kitchen. She's from Syria. I cook Cameroonian dish, and she cooked her meal from Syria. We all, and Aisha and Emily, bring me meat also. We bring everything on the market, to the market, and the day starts. And you have people coming and trying and curious and just looking and coming back the next day. And what we do, as we try to speak to every single person that stop or even look interested of what is on our menu. We don't try to talk to them just to say, okay, buy our food. We try to talk to them to explain them our mission. So it's really about sharing our mission and making sure that it's known and people can support us.
What response do you get when you introduce your cooking to someone for the first time, Matt? How does that feel?
It feels like you are bringing a little bit of Cameroon to this person, a little bit of my culture to this person. And it's really interesting to see how people listen to us when we share our mission at the market. And you see that they are buying the food, that are willing to support us because, okay, they're like, okay, these women are doing a great job. They are supporting each other. And they might not expect that the food will be good. And I'm always like to see how they take the first bite. And I see the spark in their eyes. Like, yes, you wasn't expecting that. So they are like, oh, like glamour, like, oh, it's really good, actually, yes. I'm like, yes, we are not just comparing ourselves, but we are doing actually good and great food.
Aisha?
People have been very supportive in the Baltimore community. Without them, without the support that we got, we could not have gone that far. Because this was just an idea that we first tested in our houses. Then we went to Hershey's restaurant and presented them with this idea, and they gave us the space for free. And the idea started to grow. Then we did a couple pop-ups and grew. So that's one thing. Another thing, what I like is the reaction of the women, because each woman come from different culture, and how they, when they try their first, like, they're, no, I think my food is better than your food. I'm not going to try it. And then with time, oh, what are you making? Oh, I'm making her food because she's not here today and we miss her. So it's nice to see the women kind of go out of their comfort zone and try each other's food and learn from each other.
Aisha, I have an impression of a lot of energy and events very much in the moment. Can you give me a sense of where the collective is heading? Is there a goal beyond what you've already told me about?
Yes. This is our just like... The festival is just a small step to our bigger goal. Our bigger goal is to actually have a physical space, restaurant / a community space, that probably will have 35 members, would be full-time. So 35 women would be working full-time. The community space will engage in activities to bring awareness to the larger community about immigrant and refugee issues, have classes, and the women will be responsible for programming it because since they've been through the process.
I'm grateful to you both for telling us about Mera Kitchen Collective. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aisha Afadala and Lillian Makole, founding members of the Mera Kitchen Collective. It works to empower refugees and immigrants through food entrepreneurship. The collective will host the Refugees and Immigrants Arts Feast this Sunday, December 16th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the 2640 space, 2640 St. Paul Street. In addition to food, there'll be performances and handmade goods from around the world. We have links to more information at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Sheila Cast. Quick break now, and then a Stoop story. Stay with us on the record.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. and thanks.